One Life, One You podcast, Nick Sherman. I am here with Troy from the Threes Co. podcast, the Noble Clothing Line, and the billion other things he probably has going on. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to be on, Nick. You know, it's Troy. I go by Troy. I go by Sport. I go by a bunch of names now, but the whole podcast thing, Threes Co. podcast, I'm what you would call maybe the lead anchor, maybe. I don't know. But between that and the clothing line, I launched specializing kids, bringing to you a label for children, like, you know what I mean? So we specialize in sizes from youth and toddler and month size. And just content creating. If you see the Threes Co. page, we do a lot of stuff on there. A lot of that stuff is... It's a group effort, but I spirit ahead of a lot of it. So that's me in a nutshell.
First question I want to know is, why'd you start the podcast?
It was you know, when it started, like, in general, you start to see the talk, the buzz start to come around. Like, all right, what is a podcast? Okay, what is it? And I was known for always having the oh, you're so funny, you're a well-likable guy, like, a lot of people, you should do stand-up comedy, and I'm like, I couldn't see myself doing stand-up comedy, so, I was like, if I ever did something of that type of thing, it would be something that I can, you know, make my own type of, habitat. So, we do this in the studio. If you see right now, we're in the studio now. And it's kind of a control audience. Like we have had live shows and all that for the most part. But I like to orchestrate it the way we do it. It's a way that I can get out my personality, get out opinions. And like the people you see, my co-hosts, H, Priest, Trig, like, you know, we all opinionated people and we like to strike conversation. So it was like, it's basically we took something. The reason is we did something that we do on a regular and said we brought it out for entertainment, you know?
Talk to me about your co-host.
Oh yeah, I got a string of good co-hosts. Like, well, you know, we all grew up. So Trig is, you know, and H, you know, we grew up. So we've been around each other for years. Like Nick, you grew up with us. So we've been around each other for a long time. So it's come natural. Like, and one of our listeners always tell us, don't take for granted that you are able to, you know, sit with some of the people you knew for all your life every week. And just reminisce or joke or laugh, and it's just golden, like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of conversations get sprung out of the blue, and there, if you got Trig with his brass takes and his hot takes and things of that nature,
yes,
and it's all over the place. And H, with his way of to finagle and move around conversation and keep us on point, and he's real, like, real sharp. And then Priest. The only female that we do have is Threes Co., but it's four of us. But Priest is, we met her later on, and I kind of introduced her to Miles and Trig, and she's been perfect. Like, anything we ask of her, she's there for. She's very strong, opinionated, and she holds her own in a room full of men. Like, you know what I mean? So that's hard. That's not easy. So, and we have our days where we clash, especially me. And there's times I had to call and apologize to her, but, you know, it was all fun.
There was a couple episodes back.
Yeah.
There was a little beef.
Yeah, it got real spicy. But, I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to, you know, bring, and we pride ourselves in bringing that raw contact that, like, you know, sometimes it's offensive to some people, but we don't try to cater to a specific crowd. We just try to give you our raw opinions. And, you know, if I'm not provoking anything for you, what am I doing? How am I holding your attention if I'm not, you know, if everything I say you like out your mouth, we all can't agree, you know?
Yeah, you got to spark that conversation. And it's four big different personalities that you have going on. That's what makes the podcast good, at least in my opinion, that everybody has an opinion on everything y'all talk about.
Right, yeah. Right. And it's, with her is, and I love her to death, is like, you know, She always got the extra because it's like, all right, well, they not going like overpower me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She keeps her voice, and she speaks for the ladies. Like, sometimes we can't speak for some of those things. We only can tell our experience, you know what I mean? So she really holds her own. But yeah. I love the cast, and it's evolving. You know, after 3 years, we had a couple other females on there before, and shout out to our other hosts. We had Kira, we had Ju on there, but, you know, she sticks, and she's, like, she's tremendous, but we really got, like, a good group, and this group been with us for maybe, like, a year now. Are you still with me?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, this group been with us for, like, a year now, and this is a solid group. We just moved in studio, so now we're recording, and we're up on YouTube and stuff like that, along with the regular DSP platforms, but I love it, man. I couldn't go to war with any other group.
How many episodes are you in?
This is the question I always get wrong every week. For me being the guy that, like I said, like I'm like the lead anchor, so I introduce the show every week, and I always like, they be like, no, you're wrong. That's not how many episodes, but we're at 80. We've been on a nice little run. We just recorded 80. This week will be episode 81. But we're on like a 3-year stretch, and that's not bad with us taking like a semi-COVID break, and then we go on a summer break, what we call our summer vacation, where we take July off. So that's not bad.
Still, 3 years is really, really good. Seriously. Yeah.
When you're pumping out, and we're pumping out episodes every Monday morning, and we might, every once in a blue, we miss an episode, and the company, which we call all the listeners and all our fans, is like, they be like, all right, what you doing? Like, we used to do every Monday, so we take a week or two off sometimes, but for the most part, it's strenuous, but we make it happen.
So you say you're filming in studio now. You're the one doing the audio editing and the video editing?
Yeah, like you said at the beginning, I'm just adding more hats. So I wear a couple hats. So like now, with the video and editing, I've been doing that lately. So it's a lot of different cutting. So that's why the audio comes out Monday, but we press out the video around Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the challenge to it itself, and I bounce a lot of, and then when you talk about when you're doing things with a group, it's a peer. You got peers, so I can't just, you know, I never want any of my co-hosts to feel like I'm just taking the lead and like, all right, we doing this and that's what we doing. It's all majority win. So we go around and we have our conversations and be like, yo, what's best? How we go this? Or even if they give me all the power in the world to, like, you know, to just create, and they know how I get sometimes, I still always like to run it past them, like, yo, how y'all like this? If it's a no, then we're going to go back to the drawing board and do it again. Or if it's a yeah, are y'all sure? And then it's like, all right, let's go.
What's the biggest change you've seen from day one to day now?
The biggest change, the level of comfortability. Like even when, like, now we're doing video and it's like, all right, now we got people actually looking at us, and it's like, you gotta get dressed and stuff like that, cause we had the days where we like H was coming from work, and Priest might be in the house, and like I'm just bumming it up, and we just bumming it up, and it still wasn't that level of comfortable. Like, we didn't feel like, you feel the mic, so you feel the mic around you, and you get that. Like, all right, well, I know people not technically listening right now, but people will listen. So you kind of always conscious of the people around you or who's listening. When now it's just so much a level of comfortable, it's just like before the camera even come on, or before the mic even come on, we already halfway into the conversation, or like we're just getting together. So when you see us, like when people see us together in general, and we're just talking, it's like, all right, well, y'all doing the show, like, kind of.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the goal, though. You know, you want to bring it off the authenticity.
It should be easy to just hold the conversation.
Yeah,
back and forth. Right. How's your? Do you prep ahead of time? Do you have like certain topics you want to hit each episode?
Yeah, we do. We try to base it on what's going on. So whether we try to touch a lot of chords every week, whether it's relationships or pop culture, trendy topics, or what's the no, and even politics. We don't really dive in religion, but it comes up, we talk about it. You know, if it's not so much trending, but if it's talked about, but we don't really like shy away from anything. Some subjects are a little touchy, but that's what we're here for, to just give you our opinions on it in general. But yeah, we really do hit everything from rap to sports to the relationships of who's doing who and whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? So
priest points.
So we keep the priest points with everything. But at the same time, we give you the relationship things. Like we'll prep all week, and it's a constant conversation back and forth. Like what should we talk about? What we shouldn't talk about? And that narrative changes a lot, and it's like, all right, well, I might have dealt with something in my real life that's going on this week, and I thought that it might be best that we talk about that this week. So, like, all right, well, let's get this in here, and we'll get it around to everybody, you know what I mean? So it's always changing, and people chime in sometimes and say, yo, somebody told me about something. Y'all talk about this, or talk about this, and we'll take that and run with it, too.
That's good. How's the reaction been?
We have a good reaction. Like, we got a core base where it's like people that tune in every week. You know the podcast game.
Yeah.
Where you got a core that tunes in, then you got the people that tunes in for the trendy stuff. Like, you know, all right, well, we talking about sex this week, so all right, we got the sex base that's coming in, or we talking about pop culture, who's doing this and who's doing that. So you got those people tuning in, but you do have your base of audience that always there every weekend. And we appreciate everybody who tunes in general, but it's like, you know, it goes ups and downs, and that also goes with, if you look like the algorithm with like the season, like the summer, more people out and about, and in the winter, more people sitting in the house listening to stuff and watching stuff, or, you know.
Yeah. It's like
we try to cater to, like, that's why we drop 6 a.m. in the morning, because we try to cater to that travel point where you getting to work, or you on your way home, or you taking the kids to school, whatever it is, like, you something other than music to listen to.
It's where I listen to most of the podcasts. It's just in the car,
back and forth.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's switch it up. Where did the clothing line come from?
The clothing line, Noble Clothing, has always been like, it's been a dream. And, like, I tell myself, like, at 30 now, like, I just tell myself it's nothing that I can't do. So it's like, when I see things done, like, I always tell myself, like, yo, I could do something like that. And that was something I always wanted to do. And when I start to shift my life into general, like, of doing more positive things and just creating things that last. So all my things is, I always talk about doing legacy things and things that I think will be around for my kids and all that. So that's what strike the kids' clothing line, not the clothing line in general, but the doing catering to the kids. So that's what Noble came up. Noble was a name I always wanted to give. Like, if I had another son, I would name my son Noble. I got three. I got Noah, Noel, and then I got a little girl, Nori. So if I ever had another child, it was going to be Noble. So that's where the Noble line came from. And it's, if you, the logo, I got a shirt here. Give me a second. If you look at the logo in of it, it's like a crown, but it's like a double entendre, because it's like it's two hands touching.
Yeah.
So we stick to that, like, that formula, just being noble and being good people. Like, you know what I mean? Clothing with a cause and with a purpose. Like, so that's where that came from. And it was like, I got something good and I wanted to cater to, because I didn't really see an avenue where people was doing children clothes. So it was like, when it comes to me in general, when it's shopping, if you wanted to get something nice, it's like, oh, you got to go a polo set, or you got to go to like children's place, something like that. It wasn't too many people who was starting a line that catered to kids. It was like the kids was the second option, but we selling men's or women's shirts. Yeah, but if you got a kid, we'll do that. I'm like, well, I'm gonna cater to the kids, because when I'll buy something for my kid before I buy it for myself. That's how I look at it. So that's where it really came about.
How's that process been, from wanting to do it to like having it out there in the world?
It's challenging. It's been an idea for maybe like I want to say about 3 years, like, in development of like names and how to go about branding, and actually seeing it come to fruition. Like, when you actually, like, all right, now you got shirts and you got prints and you got stuff and it's like that, and you have it on your, like, now this is here. Now it's like how you go about it, the hustle of getting your merchandise out to people, selling it to people, and attacking your audience. Like, so you tap into your friends, you tap into your family, you tap into different revenues and people that you can say, look, I got this type of product, and I know you have kids, so, you know. But it's challenging because it's like, everybody, and you'll know this, everybody will support you the first time. It's like, how you get the person to buy it a second time? How you create quality good enough that it's like, oh, I'm not just buying it because I'm cool with Troy. I'm buying it because I really like it for my kids.
Yeah, so that's important.
Yeah.
How are you marketing the clothing line?
I market right now. It's been outside of the word of mouth, you know, the Instagram posts and ads. It's a tough marketing game, and then you have the people where it's like people are busy. Let's start out with there. Like, people are busy in general. Everybody has a million things on their plate before COVID. Now after that, it's a lot. So I may run into people who, like, you know, oh yeah, I like this shirt a lot. I'll buy three, and then it's like I got three for them. Now it's like catching up to them and get them three. Like,
yeah.
Or the challenges of having sizes. Like, when you sell adult clothes, you talk about small, medium, larges, extra larges, 2X, whatever like that. But your base is small, medium, large. Now you can also transfer a small to like a mid-sized woman who can fit a small men's. Or, yeah. You know what I mean? Or, so it doesn't really translate like that for kids when you're talking about mump size, 12 to 24 mumps, toddlers, like, you know what I mean? Then you talk about youth kids of like small. So the size is range. So I find myself a lot of time holding the shirt up to a person like, yeah, you can fit this. Like, you know how our moms used to go inside the store. Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
So it's challenging, but like I said, I'm embarking on it. It's something new to me, and like the curiosity of a new adventure is always up for the challenge for it.
And do you see that going a particular way in the future?
That's the goal. Like I tell myself, though, even with the podcast too, was like, if you could do it for free, would you still do it? Or, like, you know what I mean? Or, like, if I never made a dollar from it, do I get a sense of enjoyment from it? And I enjoy it. I enjoy it, like, when you see the kids walk around with the shirts. Like, if I'm stuck with a million shirts and I have to give it out to the poor or whatever the case may be, or my kids have a T-shirt every day in their life or whatever the case may be, I find joy in that, and that's fine. And that's when you really, like, tap into your success, when it's not really, like, when you can't, like, when you're not fearing. Your fear is not a failing, or, oh, I have to make a dollar from it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I don't, I don't. But my goal is to expand. But I was telling someone else about this. When you look at these companies and when they peak, if you ever look at the names of the establishments, like when they started, established, like Air, for example, Aeropostale in its height was what, 2004, 2006 maybe?
Yeah.
And the established, they say, like, 1987, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I always look at this stuff to just remind yourself that, like, this thing is not an overnight process.
Yeah.
The internet will trick you into believing that everything's done real fast, but it's a process to it, you know?
It's why I try to share, every time I see something, like, I just shared something today of Amazon website, how trash it looked on day one versus,
right,
like, how it is now, and how...
Right.
Like Steve Jobs was in his garage working, and, you know, how Bill Gates was in his garage working, and just, like, that's their day one, and they're billionaires 30 years later.
Yeah, you're good on that. Like, I always go to your page and tap in, and I share a lot of this stuff on a podcast page because, like you said, that's our platform to get things out to people.
Yeah.
And you never know the effect that it have on a person, but somebody might be on the edge of quitting something or thinking that they can't see through the tunnel, and the reality is, like, you know, somebody started out just as bad as you did or didn't have enough. It's about your consistency in it. And sometimes you need that. Like, I have the days where it's like, all right, I got to pump out this episode, or, all right, I got to get these clothes out, or I got six things I got to take to the post office and ship. And it's like, I don't really feel like doing it, but it's a part of the process. And, you know, that motivation that you get from somebody passing something down. Like, when I seen that with the guy who started Amazon sitting in there, he had like a plain sign in the background.
He had a graffiti sign, but, like, he did it himself. Like,
Yeah, so it was like, when you see something like that, it's like, how can I quit? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Amazon was selling books. Like,
right.
They said,
right.
What was it, like, Coca-Cola sold, like, 40 or 50 bottles in their first year. Like,
exactly.
Like the guy that did Grey Goose, he didn't start till he was like 75.
Exactly.
Like, it's just
that's the
hustle.
That's the stuff right there that you gotta like that you push out to the people, and you gotta remind yourself that it's like, all right, well, everybody's not gonna be an internet sensation and just make $1 million in a day. But that's the only stories they want to tell you. They only want to tell you the stories about the people who turned a dollar to $1 billion. But it doesn't happen like that. But you gotta stay motivated. I always tell myself, stay down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got it. It's head down. It's not comparing yourself to other people,
right.
Especially people like to compare themselves to the 0.0001% of the people who made it when they were 22. That's just not how it works for 99% of the people. You got to work every day for 10 years so people can like, damn, he's lucky, and they don't know the 15-year journey.
Yeah, Gary Vee always talk about that. Like, you know, people talk about they'll miss your whole hard working era and miss the whole 20 years of you doing so much thing to try to get where you at. Just to when you get there, they'll be like, oh, yo, he's lucky. Like, he made it. No, it's a lot of work to go to that, and you put in to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, he's another one that said he didn't make no content until he was like 34. like people are in their 20s stressing. You can do nothing till you're 45, 50, and win.
Yeah. It's the exposure. I think that the exposure, you get to see so many people's lives and so many people. If you get to watch over, let's say, 1 million different stories and stuff like that during the day, of course you can find like 500 successful ones, like outside of the regular people that's just doing regular stuff. But people don't look at it as like, you know, it's a process to it.
Yeah.
And people fail to just to remember that, like, you know, if you look at yourself and you like, I'm gonna ask you this question, like, if somebody told you you were doing what you're doing now 15 years prior to the day, would you believe it, or would you like even think you had anything similar to do with it? So like, when people tell me about stuff like that, I'd be like, nah, I wouldn't be doing that. I don't even like that stuff right now. Like, you know what I mean? So you just never know what your avenues will lead to. Like,
yeah, like for everything, like 15 years ago, like, these iPhones wasn't around like that. Like, like how quick things can change, it's crazy. And people don't have the patience to grind for 10 years to win.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to. It's the patience and the hard work and the doing the things that people don't see.
Yeah.
That's how you get there.
They look at things like the car's not flying yet, so the world hasn't changed. It don't look like the Jetsons, so things haven't changed.
Yeah.
When reality is a lot of things that change, and there's a lot of things that we were used to that's different now. So, like, you could be the person that was telling you that you're not going to be the next person to change this world or develop it and make it something else. You know what I mean?
And the crazy thing is, you don't even have to leave your house to do it.
Exactly.
Really. Like you say, you're starting a clothing line, you're doing a podcast, like,
right.
20 years ago, imagine the amount of time, work, effort that would have took having to do all that.
Equipment alone.
Yeah, just equipment alone. Like, you had already been rich to start the podcast. Yeah.
Or the simple fact that, like, and you know this, that I can record, edit, and get my stuff out to the world.
Yeah.
Within less than like an hour time. If you take out recording time, because we record around an hour, just the time I spend maybe mixing and then doing a little brief bio, I can do that and then get something out to the world within a less than an hour window. Not everybody was afforded that opportunity.
Yeah, and people don't understand that that's what it requires, is gotta put the work out. You gotta put everything out there. Everybody wants things perfect, and it's like, no, just...
Yeah.
Do it. Figure it out from there.
People ask me sometimes, like, like, did you listen to the episode? Like, they asked me myself, like, did I listen to my episode? And I used to think it was weird. It was like, did I listen to it? I made the episode. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have to learn. I learned to, like, live with it after, like, it was like, all right, well, I don't listen to it Monday when it come out, like, when everybody else listens to it. Because the work I put in on it on Sunday and Saturday to get it to there.
Yeah.
So I let it live, and then Tuesday or Wednesday I'll check it into it and I'll get back into it. But you know what I mean? It's a lot of work put into what you do in general, you know, even with the shirt things, getting things out and making sure you have the material that you present stuff. And like, there's always room for improvement. So it's always something you do, and I'll bounce ideas off you, and then you might tap into me and ask me different things, like how this working, how that working.
Yeah.
That's what you do, you know?
It's the internet. That's the best thing about the internet itself, is that if I see something you're doing, I can just reach out, and then I can reach out to somebody else, get ideas,
right,
get topics from
right,
this person and that person.
Right.
We're in the best time
to
start whatever you want to start.
Yeah. When you talk about it, the only thing that is required right now is effort.
Yeah.
Like the avenues are there. Some errors, it wasn't a way to get to some of the things that we're doing that we have at our fingertips. You know what I mean? When you talk about, we used to have a big computer and a monitor. When you got everything now on your phone, like all in your hand, all handheld. Like,
yeah.
You know, that ability.
I forget who said that, like, our phones now is better than the computers that the presidents had 30 years ago. I'm like, you have the power to open up a store, start a podcast, start a YouTube
right,
channel, do
right,
whatever you want to do. And you, a lot of times, you don't even have to leave your house to do it. You just got to put the work in. You got to message a million people. You got to reach out to 1,000 people. You got to build and build
right,
and build.
Right.
That's what it takes.
And the world will tell you, like, when you get on these social media apps and stuff like that, they'll tell you that you know people in common, like that too. Like, I can ask you, like, yo, you know this person that does that? Or, like, all right, well, I can click on a page and I can see something that inspired me. Or I can see something and I can look and see that if somebody else that I know have dealt with that person or whatever the case may be, that you can actually go to a referral for something before you even get there. Like, and you have the ability. What I think people miss the most is that you had the ability to create your own leverage. Like, with these podcast deals you see going around and stuff like that, and people... what Supreme sold for, like, was it $1 billion or something like that?
I think it was two.
Yeah. So it's like, once you, if you put the effort and you do what you need to do, you create your leverage that nobody can come lowball you or tell you, oh, we can take this to the next level. No, I took it to the next level already.
Yeah.
All you can do is offer me a price tag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, before the world wasn't so accessible that you needed to partner up with these big box companies and stuff like that to get to the next level. When you can create your next level, and then you have all the leverage in the world.
Yeah.
So when I see things like that, when you see Murder Mystery Podcast is selling for $10 million and Joe Rogan signing for all that money and stuff like that, why
all the money?
So what am I doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's the motivation and the to keep you going. Like, you know what I mean? Why can't it be me? Like, the only person who's going to tell you it can't be you is yourself. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
And the thing I like is that if you know one person that did something that you want to do,
right,
it can happen. Like,
yeah, That's exactly.
It takes work, skill, and everything else. But if somebody's done it, why can't you be the next one?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's very true. Like, you know, it's all doable. Everything is doable. It's in the want. Like, do you want it, or are you gonna evolve? And it's like, you never know what avenues where things take you. Like, a podcast can turn to a TV show. A TV show could turn into this. A podcast could turn into a director deal. I could be podcasting for years, and then somebody tell me, "Oh, you know what? I like the content you create on your podcast page. Maybe we can call you in to do this, that, and that." So it's like, you just want to keep sharpening. Like you said, jack of all trades. I think the biggest compliment you said to me today was when you were like, oh, he does everything. And that's what I try to do. You know,
yeah.
I try to tap into everything and try to get everything, learn everything. And that's not to be a pro at everything, but, you know, just the ability to be able to do everything. Because you never know what river's going to flow or which stream's going to take off.
Yeah. Like, the guy who was skateboarding down his street with the cranberry juice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he got a new car, he got a new house, and all he was doing was stuff he was already doing, and somebody caught it and it popped off.
Exactly.
Simple.
Exactly. I seen, it's the girl that, she was on Instagram, like, complaining that her hair wouldn't, like, flip down or whatever. And, like, I check into her page now, and this was, like, years ago. So now, like, she promoting a flooring company that's doing the floors in her new house. And it's like, damn, that's your house? Like, and it's crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's about putting things out that you know, that you care about, that you want to work on.
Right.
And just keep doing it. Like, and it doesn't have to be in the same box.
Right.
You can have a million things in the air and one will catch and then you go, all right, I'm going that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'm going this way and it's all good.
Amazon, like you said, he was selling books. That's probably the least most thing they sell these days.
Yeah, I know, yeah. He was selling books in his, like, his garage. Like.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And you hear, like, success stories. It's like, man, it takes you to go to your further extent. So, like, it's like, it's a wall of quitting, and you got to go through that, like, and keep going, you know?
Yeah. And that's when it comes to finding things you love to do. It makes it a little easier.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I try to do, and I try to stick to it. Because, like, if you don't make a dollar from it, we said earlier, is like, you always got to find something that you enjoy. So every Sunday or Saturday when we tap in here, like, I look forward to doing, producing the show. And I don't, like, take for granted the people that listen to it. Like, regardless if you get 100 people or 1,000 people listening to it, like, you can't take that for granted that 100 people is taking an hour or 10 minutes or whatever the algorithm say, or 15 seconds to register or listen or whatever it is, they took that out of their time to listen to something you had to say. That shouldn't go unnoticed, you know?
Yeah. And if anything else, like you said, you got kids. When your kids are 15, 20, they're going to look back at their pops on YouTube or whatever the YouTube is and see that, you know, you were rocking with your friends every week. Yeah. Worth it.
You can't take that away from you. Like, and that's what I tell them all the time. I tell the gang, that's what I call them, my co-hosts, like, you know, we doing something that's going to be left. It's like, it's like when you find an old rap CD or something like that. It's like, all right, well, you know, you can't take this from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't know. That's another thing about the podcast game. You don't know how the podcast game ages. Joe Buttons was talking about that. It's like kind of like similar to being like a mixtape rapper right now. Like, you know, he's just pushing out product and hopefully.
Yeah, and then it might just pop off and just be the main line of entertainment in 5 years or 10 years. Nobody knows.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. I got because I know you do. Current events, pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask you some quick, like, no thought to it questions.
Okay. All right. Like this.
I know you're a Sixers fan. Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid?
Joel. You gotta go Joel. Just simply, because the talent is there, pure talent.
Okay. Would you trade Carson Wentz today?
I'm a Carson Wentz lover, man. I like all the downfalls and all that for some reason. I just, like, I'm a lover boy for him, man. I make a million and one excuses. If I could, for something as valuable, yeah. But, like I said, I'm just a lover boy, man. I can't. 2017 did it for me, man. Ever since then, it's just so much hope.
LeBron or Jordan?
Jordan, all day, every day.
This podcast is over. Yo, people watched The Last Dance and got it all confused.
But I understand, you know, we constantly debate over this too, but I'm a Jordan guy.
And let's see, what are you watching, listening to, consuming now?
listening to, I've been, I don't know if I'm getting old, but I'm getting into like this real R&B bag. I've been listening to this guy, Javon. He actually was featured on a Chicago freestyle track with Drake. He like the voice in there, but he got a couple songs out that I've been listening to. Outside of him, I hate to say, I've been watching Fargo. That's my new series to watch now. It's like a mini series on FX, but like each series, each season is a new new take to it. But I'm dug into season one right now. I'm waiting for Snowfall to come out. I'm an advocate. Like, I really hate Power, so I'm not a Power guy, none of that like that. And podcasts is, you can't go wrong with Joe Buttons. I love Joe Buttons. Outside of that, my usual Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. I love that. Sixers Take, and it's a new one. Explain. They actually do it. They run a series on Netflix by Vox, V-O-X. They run a series on Netflix where they explain different things, from politics to the billionaires of the world or monogamy, all types of things like that. But they also have one that's a podcast now where they explain like similar things. I mean, small things that you just might not get, like the, how the election works, what's electoral votes, all types of things like that. So it's called Explain. I just love to like educate myself on different things. So I really always tap into it. And it's only like 30 minutes. That's my commute to work.
Nice. One more time, promote all the stuff that you got going on.
Yeah, man. It's Sport, checking in from the Threes Co. podcast. You see it in the back right there. Threes Co. THR, two threes, SEO. You can check us out on any DSP that you consume your podcast. And then on top of, we got an Instagram page, Facebook page. You can follow my personal handle. I'm sport underscore 29, I believe it is. Changed my name so much. Yeah. And then Noble Cloven underscore Noble Cloven, all one word, you know. And check the websites out for both. We pushing out kids clothes. We're about to bring out the sweatsuits coming out soon. Swallows for the babies and stuff like that. Everything, little hats, knitted hats, and all that stuff for the summer. I mean, for the winter. And the podcast, every week, like I say, every Monday morning, you can check us out. And every Wednesday, we up on YouTube talking our shit.
Nice. All I got for you? I appreciate it.
Man. It's always a pleasure, man, checking in.
And if you're looking for help with your diet, nutrition, fitness, check out onelife1ufitness.com. One-on-one health and fitness coaching. Workouts sent right to your phone, diet help, nutrition guidance, accountability, motivation, and everything else you need to reach your health and fitness goals. Again, onelife1ufitness.com.